We welcome you as we continue in our series on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping saderek urang ngalajengkeun dina seri ngeunaan kahirupan supraalami sarta nyageurkeun ngalangkungan anugerah Roh Suci.
In lesson number 7 we're going to talk about the Great Commission and healing.
Pangajaran nu katuju urang baris ngabahas ngeunaan amanat agung sareng nyageurkeun.
Jesus' earthly ministry was over.
Pelayanan Yesus di bumi tos rengse.
He was getting ready to ascend back to his Father.
Anjeuna kangge naek deui ka sawarga karamana.
He gathered his believers up on the Mount of Olives.
Anjeuna ngumpulkeun jalmi-jalmi di Bukit Zaitun.
And gave them his final words.
Sarta masihan pesen terakhirna.
It says in Mark chapter 16 beginning in verse 15.
Dicarioskeun dina Markus pasal 16 ngawitan ayat 15.
Mark 16 beginning in verse 15.
Markus pasal 16 ngawitan ayat 15.
And he said to them,
Katarasna anjeuna ngadawuh,
go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Marane ku kami diutus jug-jug sakulia dunya markeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Bagja salamet singsa nu percaya sarta dibaptis.
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
Kabalikna cilaka nu umbung percaya sabab baris dihukum.
And then Jesus continued.
Teras Yesus ngalajengkeun sarta nyarios.
And said, these signs will follow those who believe.
Golongan nu percaya bakal kaansikan ku kawasa gaib.
In my name they will cast out demons.
Bisa ngusir setan-setan ku nyambat jenengan kami.
They will speak with new tongues.
Bisa ngomong bisa bahasa asing anu arane.
They will take up serpents.
Marane bakal wani newak orang mati.
If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt
Marane
them.
Marane pika binasa sanajan minum racun, moal cilaka.
They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Nalungana dipake nyabak anu gering, ugering teh pasti cageut.
So after he had spoken these things to him, to them he was received up into heaven and set down at the right hand of God.
Tamat ngadawuh ka murid-muridna Gusti Yesus lajeng dicandak mirat ka sawarga linggih ditengeneun Gusti Allah.
And we find here in verse 20 as they went out and preached everywhere the Lord was working with them confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
Urang mendak di dina ayat 20 yen aranjeuna angkat ngawartakeun Injil ka sakulea dunya. Sarta Gusti ngiring ngadamel sarta negukeun dawuhan eta katanda-tanda karanjeuna.
Jesus was giving his great commission to every believer.
Yesus nuju ngantepkeun amanat agungna ka unggal-unggal jalmi nu percanten.
This was not just a good suggestion.
Sanes yang saukur saran nu sae.
It's the great commission.
Ieu teh amanat agung.
How many of you know that Jesus is the commander in chief and not the suggester in chief of God's army?
Sebaran utrang yen Yesus nu marentah sanes anu masian saran.
This is a commission.
Ieu teh hiji amanat.
And he was talking to those that believe.
Anjeunna nuju ngadawuh ka aranjeun nu percanten.
This commission was not just to those that he would call into the fivefold ministry of Ephesians chapter 4.
Amanat ieu sanes kangge aranjeunna anu dipanggilna bae kalebet pelayanan pasagi 5 ti Efesus pasal 4.
He did not say these signs will follow the apostles.
Anjeunna teu ngadugikeun yen tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan rasul-rasul.
These signs will follow the evangelists.
Tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan para penginjil.
He said these signs will follow those that believe.
Anjeunna nyariosin tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan aranjeunna nu percanten.
How many believers do we have out there?
Sabaraha seueur jalmi nu percanten wae
luar. How many believers?
Sabaraha seueur jalmi nu percanten.
These hands will follow, these signs will follow those that believe.
Anjeunna nyarios tanda-tanda ieu ge bade nyarengan aranjeunna nu percanten.
You say, Brother Gil, I don't believe these signs will follow me.
Saudara Gil, abdi teu percaya tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan abdi.
Oh, don't worry about it, they won't.
Otong kuatir kana hal eta moal.
Because if you don't believe, they will not follow.
Antara upama saderek teu percanten aranjeunna moal.
They'll only follow those that believe.
Tanda-tanda ieu mung bade nyarengan anjeunna nu percaya.
You see, I used to think.
Saderek ningali abdi biasa
mikir. Well, someday, when these signs start following me, then I'll get up and go somewhere.
Nah, hiji dinten waktu tanda-tanda ieu ngawitan nyarengan. Bade ngadeg sarta angkat ka hiji tempat.
But in the meantime, I'm just going to sit here in the chair in my church.
Abdi ngancalik di dieu dina kursi di gereja abdi.
And wait.
Sarta ngantosan.
For these signs to start following me.
Tanda-tanda eta bade ngawitan nyarengan abdi.
And so I waited and waited and waited.
Abdi ngantosan, ngantosan, terus ngantosan.
Nothing happened.
Dengan tosan kadian tenang.
Folks, you have to get up and start going somewhere if the signs are going to follow you.
Bapa ibu kedah gugah serta angkat ke hiji tempat upami tanda-tanda nyarengan saderek.
Signs cannot follow you unless you're going.
Tanda-tanda tetiasa nyarengan saderek upami saderek
angkat. Just get up and in faith and start obeying the words of Jesus.
Gugah dina iman ngawitan taat kanan nyarosan Yesus.
As we go to our neighbors,
bahwa tara orang angkat ke tetangga-tetangga orang.
To those that we work with,
kalanjina nu ngadamel sareng orang.
To those where we go shopping,
kalanjina di mana orang balanja.
Or around the world,
atanapi sakaluar dunya.
Jesus said,
Yesus ngadawuh,
these signs will follow.
Tanda-tanda ieu baris nyerengan.
Not those that hope for it.
Kana sakaranjeun nu miharepkeun.
But those that believe that they will follow.
Tapi karanjeun nu percaya tanda-tanda ieu baris nyerengan.
Many times we call one another believers.
Sering urang nyebat pilih genti jalmi-jalmi percaya.
But maybe we should call one another doubters.
Panginten kedah nyebat pilih genti jalmi nu percaya.
But if we believe.
Tapi jalmi urang oge percanten.
In faith believe.
Dina iman percanten.
That these signs will follow.
Tanda-tanda ieu baris nyerengan.
They will follow us as spirit-filled believers everywhere that we go.
Kana ieu bade nyarengan jalmi percanten upi nu kuro ka mana wae angkatna.
These signs will follow those that believe.
Tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan aranjeunna nu percanten.
God has been using great men and women of God to restore signs and wonders to the church today.
Halang anggo para pamegat sareng istri soleh mulihkeun tanda-tanda sarta padamelan ajaib di gereja.
God that God's restoring these signs and wonders today.
Abdi muji Allah lantaran Allah mulihkeun tanda sareng padamelan ajaib ayeuna ieu.
But sometimes we get the idea that they just happen to the hands of the superstar evangelist.
Tapi kadang orang mikir yen hal-hal eta ngandanekeun ngalangkungan panangan-panangan penginjil kelas hiji.
And so the believers have just been sitting and watching the show.
Jalmi percaya ngancalik sarta nyaksikeun pertunjukan eta.
Going to big name meetings.
Angkat ke persekutuan unamin hebat.
Folks, the day of the superstars are over.
Bapak Ibu, dinten penginjilan kelas hiji tos kalangkung.
This is the day of every believer doing the works of Jesus.
Bisa dinten di mana tiap jalmi nu percantan mendamel pada mangitu.
Those that are God has called into the fivefold ministry.
Halatosnya uraranjeuna kalebet pelayanan segi lima.
Apostles, prophets, teachers.
Rasul-rasul, nabi-nabi, guru-guru.
Pastors, evangelists.
Gembala-gembala, penginjil.
Our work is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Pancen urang kanggo ngalengkepan jalmi suci kanggo ngalayanan.
Not to do the work of the ministry.
Anes kanggo mindamel pancen pelayanan.
We are the drill sergeants in God's army.
Urang teh sersan pelatih dina angkatan bersenjata Allah.
Equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Ngalengkepan jalmi-jalmi suci kanggo pancen ngalayanan.
Every believer.
Tiap jalmi persanten.
Is to do the work of the ministry.
Mindamel tugas ngalayanan.
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ.
Upami saderek jalmi nu percanten ka Yesus Kristus.
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ.
Upami saderek nu percanten ka dina Yesus Kristus.
You are to be equipped to do the work of the ministry.
Saderek dilengkepan kangge ngadamel tugas pelayanan.
That's what this teaching is all about.
Ita ajaran utami.
To teach you.
Kangge ngawulang saderek.
To equip you.
Kangge ngalengkepan saderek.
To do the works of the ministry.
Kangge ngadamel tugas-tugas pelayanan.
You say, Brother Gil, what is the work of the ministry?
Saderek nyarios, saderek Gil, naon santen pelayanan.
Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also.
Yesus nyarios pegawaian uku kami di pegawai pek
pegawai. And greater works than I do, shall you do.
Serta pegawaian lebih gede uge pek pegawai.
Because I go to my Father.
Kentang kami ini karama.
When I go to my Father, I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit.
Satu kami ini karama, kami baris ngirim penghibur. Nyata Roh Suci.
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
serta waktu Roh Suci lungsur ke anjeun,
you shall receive power.
Anjeun bakal nampi kawasa.
To do the work of the ministry.
Pikeun ngadamel tugas pelayanan.
To be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Kanggo janten saksi kami di Yerusalem, Yudea, sarta Samaria sarta sakulia dunya.
These signs do not follow me because I'm an apostle or an evangelist.
Tanda-tanda ieu nyarengan abdi lantaran abdi saurang rasul atanapi saurang penginjil.
These signs and wonders follow me everywhere that I go because I am a believer.
Tanda-tanda padamelan ajaib nyarengan abdi ka mana wae lantaran abdi saurang percanten.
And today there's going to be an impartation into your life and into your ministry.
Dinten ieu aya impartasi kalebet hirup saderek sarta pengalayanan saderek.
These activation of these gifts are beginning to flow and activate in your life.
Kegiatan anugerah ieu ngawitan ngalir aktif dina hirup saderek.
As we operate in those precious gifts of the Holy Spirit, these signs and wonders will follow.
Patos urang ngoperasikeun anugerah Roh Suci nu berharga ieu, tanda pada melan ajaib
badengan. As we operate in the gift of discerning the spirits and the word of wisdom.
Urang operasikeun anu urang ngabentenkeun roh sareng anugerah hikmat.
In my name you will cast out devils.
Dilebet anjeunna kami anjeun baris musir sareng setan.
He says he'll speak with new tongues.
Anjeunna nyarios saderek baris nyarios ka basa-basa
nanyana. Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
We'll speak with new tongues.
Urang bade nyarosku basa-basa anyar.
Oh, praise God. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, puji Gusti, salah sahiji anugerah Roh Kudus.
You see, these signs and wonders operate is the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives.
Kaderek ningali tanda sarta padamelan ajaib beroperasi ngajantenkeun anugerah Roh Suci nu dioperasikeun dina hayup sadaya.
He says he'll take up serpents.
Tata anjeun nyarios, anjeun bade nyakumorai.
A lot of people are afraid of that old serpent, the devil.
Dari jalmi nu sieun ku iblis si ora yukolot.
Hey, he's no big deal.
Hey, itu menang tawar-tawar.
Jesus brought him to naught, made a zero out of
Yesus
him.
Yesus yang jadikan anjun teayana naunan sarta teayah artina.
Pick him up and cast him aside.
Nyandak tegas singgirkan.
A lot of people say, oh, Brother Gil, I'd be afraid to go to India or Africa or all these places you go.
Jadi ngeru sadarek Gil, abisiun ke India, ke Afrika, ke tempat-tempat musadarek angkat.
I might drink the water and get sick.
Jangan abdi nginum cai nan jantan udur.
Oh, if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt
you. Oh, pamisa derek minum racun, moal nyilakatu.
But we use God's wisdom.
Tapi orang ngagunakeun hikmat Allah.
But I've gone to over 50 nations of the world.
Abdi tos angkat langkung ti 50 bangsa di dunia.
And I've been drinking water all over the world.
Abdi tos ngaleueut cai di sakola dunia.
Eating food all over the world.
Dahar di sakola dunia.
And it hadn't hurt me.
Tapi eta teu nyilakakeun.
I'm living in perfect health.
Abdi hirup kasehatan sampurna.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus.
Oh, puji nama Yesus.
And then he went on to say.
Terajengna anjeunna teras nyarios.
His last words that he spoke.
Terusan terakhir nu ku anjeun carioskeun.
According to the book of Mark before he ascended up to those clouds.
Kitab Markus hateuacana anjeunna angkat ka luhur ngalangkungan awan.
The words that he wanted to leave ringing in the ears of his church today.
Terusan anjeunna hoyong tetep ngahiung dina cepil-cepil gerejana ayeuna ieu.
He said you shall lay your hands on the sick. And they shall recover.
Anjeuna nyarios anjeuna bade nunda tangan anjeuna kanu jalmi udur sarta tager.
Jesus said it.
Yesus nyarios.
He said if you lay your hands on the sick.
Anjeuna nyarios upami nunda tangan ka jalmi udur. Anjeuna panginten ngaraos langkung sae.
No.
Teu.
Jesus said.
Yesus nyarios.
If you lay your hands on the sick.
Anjeuna numpangkeut panangan ka jalmi gering.
They shall recover.
Anjeuna baris tager.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to find out in the next lesson on how to let that power flow as we lay hands on the sick.
Bade nampi pangajaran salajengna kumaha ngantep kuasa ngalir waktos urang nyimpen panangan.
But it's God's will that we go and take the gospel to every creature.
Tapi ieu pangersa Allah yen urang angkat sarta ngawartakeun Injil ka sakuliah jagat.
Oh, you mean we just go pass out tracts?
Oh, masa saderek urang ngabagikeun traktat-traktat?
We just go and preach some little sermon.
Urang ngangkat sareng khutbah sakedik.
No, the church that Jesus is building.
Henteu gereja Yesus nuju ngawangun.
That's going to take the gospel to every creature.
Eta angkat ngawartakeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
Is going to be by signs and wonders and miracles confirming that word.
Sareungan tanda-tanda sareng padamelan ajaib sarta mujizat kanggo nenggukeun dawuhanna.
It's going to be by miracle evangelism.
Ieu janten penginjil mujizat.
Whether in mass evangelism,
madina penginjilan massa.
But more importantly in every believer evangelism.
Tapi langkung penting dina penginjilan tiap jalmi percanten.
Every believer, these signs will follow those that believe.
Tiap jalmi pertanda-tanda ieu bade nyarengan aranjeunna nu pertanda.
In Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
Dina Matius pasal 24 ayat 14.
Every believer is to boldly proclaim the gospel to every creature.
Tiap jalmi pertanten wantun ngumumkeun Injil ka sakuliah dunya.
In Matthew 24:14.
Matius 24 ayat 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom.
Ari Injil pernyataan kerajaan teh.
Will be preached in all the world.
Bakal sumebar ka sakuliah dunya.
As a witness unto all nations.
Jadi saksi sakabeh bangsa.
And then the end will come.
Kitu ka ka akhir zaman teh datang.
Oh, people ask me, Brother Gil, when is Jesus going to come back?
Oh, jalmi nararos ka abdi sadera Gil, upami Yesus bade sumbing deui.
And we used to have conferences on prophecy and argue about when Jesus was going to come back.
Biasana urang sok nanyakeun konferensi nubuat sareng debat iraha Yesus sumping deui.
Some of us were saying, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, before my bills are due.
Kali urang nyarioskeun ajang kitu geungal sumping Gusti Yesus, samemeh hutang-hutang abdi.
And we had all types of theology about when Jesus was going to come back.
Kata urang ngagaduhan sadaya jenis teologi iraha Yesus bade sumping.
We were just sitting and worrying about when Jesus was going to come back before the devil got us.
Urang calik sareng kuatir iraha Yesus sumping deui, samemeh iblis nyerang.
When Jesus ascended up on high,
waktu Yesus diagungkeun,
the Father said, sit down.
Tawang adawuh, calik.
Sit here.
Idieu.
Until your enemies be made your footstool.
Dugi musuh-musuh anjeun ditalukeun nyuuh suku anjeun di bumi.
And in the book of Hebrews,
sarta dina kitab Ibrani,
Jesus is henceforth waiting.
Yesus ngantosan waktosna.
Until his enemies be made his footstool.
Di mana musuhna baris dijadikeun tumpuan sukuna di bumi.
He's waiting.
Anjeunna nuju ngantosan.
Until we obey the great commission.
Dugi ka urang taat kana amat agung.
And this gospel of the kingdom,
karta kerajaan Allah ieu,
is a preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. Yeuh,
bakeun sakulea dunya ngajantenkeun saksi di sagala bangsa.
And from Mark 16 to every creature.
Karta dina Markus 16 ku sakala makhluk.
And then the end will come.
Sarajengna akhirna bari sumping.
Then Jesus is going to come back.
Ajeng Yesus bari sumping deui.
And say, well done.
Karta nyeureus hade pagawean teh.
Because we are the church that Jesus is building.
Urang teh gareja anu diwangun ku Yesus.
That will prevail over every gate, every stronghold of the enemy.
Baris unggul ka tiap gerbang, tiap benteng musuh.
And forcibly advance the kingdom of God around the world.
Ngalegaan kerajaan Allah di sakulea dunya.
And these signs are going to follow us everywhere that we go.
Tanda-tanda ieu bade nyarengan ka mana bae.
It's time for us to move back into the middle of the book of Acts.
Waktos keur urang maju ka tengah-tengah kitab Kisah Rasul.
The same miracles that we read about in the book of Acts are for every believer today.
Mujizat-mujizat sami baca dina kitab Kisah Rasul kanggo nu persantan ayeuna.
It says in verse 20 of Mark 16, they went forth and preached everywhere.
Dina ayat 20 Markus 16 aranjeun ngawartakeun Injil di kasakulea dunya.
And the Lord was working with them, confirming his word with signs following.
Yesus ngadamel sanganjeunna neguhkeun dawuhanna ku nanyarengan.
If we'll go out believing.
Ubami urang angkat sarta persantan.
Sharing the gospel everywhere we go.
Ngadugikeun warta Injil ka mana wae.
Then Jesus will be right there working with us.
Yesus baris di dieu didamel sareng urang.
He'll be right there everywhere you go.
Anjeunna baris aya di dinya ka mana wae sareng
kakak. He is the head of the church. He's in heaven.
Anjeunna teh kapala gereja, anjeunna di sabarga.
We're his body. We're here on this earth.
Urang teh badana, urang aya di dieu di dunya.
These are the only hands he has here on this earth.
Dan aya panangan-panangana an di dunya.
Your hands.
Panangan saderek.
Are the hands that Jesus has here on this earth.
Eta panangan Yesus anu di dunya.
And Jesus said.
Karta Yesus nyarios.
If you lay your hands on the sick.
Upami nyimpen panangan ka jalmi udur.
He said, I'll be right there working with you.
Anjeunna nyarios kami baris aya di dinya marengan.
When you lay your hands on the sick.
Baktos anjeun nyimpen panangan anjeun ka jalmi udur.
It's like Jesus is reaching down through our arm. And putting his hand in our hand like a glove.
Ieu sapertos Yesus nuju nyampang ngalangkungan panangan saderek sapertos sarung tangan.
He's right there working with us.
Ayeuna aya di dieu didamel sareng urang.
Confirming his word with signs and wonders following.
Neguhkeun dawuhanna ku tanda-tanda padamelan ajaib.
Everywhere that Jesus went.
Kamana wae Yesus angkat.
Miracles were taking place.
Mujizat-mujizat kajantenan.
In Luke chapter 14 beginning in verse 18.
Dina Lukas 14 ngawitan ayat 18.
Jesus was beginning his earthly ministry.
Yesus ngawitan pelayanan di dunia.
And here in Luke 14, 18 and 19.
Tadi dia di Lukas 4 ayat 18 sareng 18.
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel
Yesus
to the poor."
Yesus ngadawuh ro pangeran ang tayungan kami ku anjeunna dijenengkeun pikeun ngumumkeun yen sangsara bakal bunga.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Kami diurus pikeun anu penuh pangarepan.
To preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind.
Pikeun ngumumkeun yen tawanan-tawanan bakal merdeka. Nulolong bakal muntah.
To set at liberty those that are oppressed and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Anu dikanaya bakal dijahit yen ayeuna teh jaman kamana ku pangeran.
And everywhere that Jesus went.
Harta kamana wae Yesus angkat.
Signs, wonders, and miracles.
Tanda-tanda padamelan ajaib serta mujizat.
Were taking place.
Baris kajantenan.
Signs, wonders, miracles.
Tanda-tanda padamelan ajaib sareng mujizat.
Everywhere Jesus went.
Kamana wae Yesus angkat.
He was opening the blind eyes.
Anjeunna nuju ngabuntakeun nulolong.
The deaf ears.
Celi nu torek.
Cleansing the lepers.
Ngatahirkeun jalmi-jalmi nu gering kusta.
Casting out the spirits of infirmity.
Ngusir roh kalemahan.
raising the dead.
Ngagugakeun jalmi maot.
And Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
Kata Yesus ngadawuh, Roh Pangeran ang tayungan kami.
Because He's anointed me.
Kami kuanjeuna dijenengkeun.
And that same Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Kata Roh nu sami nang tayungan abdi.
And that same Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Kata Roh nu sami nang tayungan saderek.
And that anointing of the Spirit of the Lord is just not to make you feel good.
Kata pangurapan Roh Suci sana saukur ngajantkeun saderek nyaman.
He has anointed you to do the works of Jesus.
Anjeunna tos ngurapan saderek kanggo midamel padamelan Yesus.
Jesus said.
Yesus ngadawuh.
The works that I do.
Pagawean ku kuami dipigawe.
Shall you do also?
Manege bakal migawe.
In John 14:12.
Dina Yohanes 14 ayat 12.
Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you."
Yesus ngadawuh, kami ngadawuh ka anjeun.
He who believes in me.
Sabab anu percaya ka kami mah.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Nah, saderek percanten ka
Yesus. Do you believe in him?
Nah, saderek percanten ka anjeun.
He said, he who believes in me.
Anjeunna nyarios sabab anu percaya ka kami mah.
The works that I do, he will do also.
Tangtu daek ngalakukeun pagawean kami.
And greater works than I do shall you do.
Malalui tikitu kaharep mah.
Because I go to my Father.
Sabab kami mah rek ngulang kanu jadi rama.
One day Jesus said, "I'm going to have to go to my Father."
Di dinten Yesus ngadawuh ka kami mah rek ngulang ka rama.
His believers said, "Oh no."
Kami percaya nyarios, "Oh ulah."
Please Jesus, don't leave us.
Tulung Yesus, tong ninggalkeun abdi.
Please Jesus, don't go away.
Tulung Yesus, tong angkat.
He said, "Oh no, it's good for you that I go away."
Anjeun ngadawuh, "Oh henteu, hade keur maneh kumun kami ini."
It's expedient for you that I go away.
Leuwih hade keur anjeun lamun kami ini.
Because if I go away.
Lantaran mun kami mulang.
Going to send the comforter.
Kami rek ngirim penghibur.
Which is the Holy Spirit.
Nyaeta Roh Suci.
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Karta waktu Roh Suci lungsur ka anjeun.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Karta waktu Roh Suci lungsur ka anjeun.
You will receive power to be my witnesses.
Anjeun baris nampak kawasa pikeun jadi saksi-saksi.
It's good for you that I go away.
Leuwih hade pikeun anjeun mun kami mulang.
The same Spirit of the Lord that was upon Jesus has come upon you.
Karta Roh Gusti nu aya di Yesus lungsur ka saderek.
Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Baptis dina Roh Suci.
And these supernatural gifts of signs and wonders and miracles are going to flow and operate through your life.
Anugrah supraalami teh. Padamelan ajaib sareng mujizat ngawita ngalir di ngalangkung hidup saderek.
When Jesus came to this earth.
Waktu Yesus sumping ka dunya.
A lot of people say, as I did for many years, "Oh, it would have been so wonderful to have been here thousands of years ago when Jesus was alive."
Jalmi nyarios saperti abdi lakukeun salami mang taun-taun, luar biasa pisan upami aya di dieu ribuan taun waktos Yesus masih hidup.
Oh, wonderful miracles that were happening because the Son of God was here.
Ah, sadaya mujizat luar biasa kajantenan lantaran Anak Allah aya di dieu.
But you know something?
Ah, saderek terang hiji hal.
Jesus came to this earth.
Waktos Yesus sumping di dunya.
He came in the form and the fashion of a man.
Dina sumping dina bentuk sarta rupa saurang manusia.
A lot of people cannot relate to Jesus because they see the miracles happening as the Son of God.
Deur jalmi teu tiasa ngahubungkeunana ka Yesus lantaran ningali mujizat kajantenan dipidamel ku Anak Allah.
And Jesus said, "The works that I do shall you do also."
Yesus ngadawuh, anu percaya ka kami daek ngalakonan pagawean kami.
I'm your example.
Abdi teh contoh saderek.
You say, "Who, me?"
Saderek nyarios, saha
abdi teh. Oh, I couldn't do the works of Jesus.
Abdi teh teasa ngadamel padamelan Yesus.
Oh, he was the Son of God.
Oge anjeunna teh putra Allah.
You see, as the Son of God, he was omnipotent, all-powerful.
Saderek ningali nu janten putra Allah anjeunna maha kawasa, kawasa sar penuhna.
When he came to this earth.
Tapi waktos anjeunna sumping ka bumi.
He came as the last Adam.
Anjeunna sumping janten Adam terakhir.
He was still truly God.
Anjeunna masih Allah nu sajati.
But he was truly a man.
Tapi anjeunna oge leres-leres manusia.
He temporarily laid aside and emptied himself of all of his rights and privileges as God.
Sawatara anjeunna nyingkirkeun ngosongkeun dirina sadaya hak-hak sareng kahormatan sebagai Allah.
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8.
Dina Filipi pasal 2 ayat 6 dugi ka 8.
Philippians 2 6 to 8.
Filipi 2 ayat 6 dugi ka 8.
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
Kanaos dina rupa Allah teu nganggap saharka sareng Allah eta nu kekeda dipertahankeun.
He made himself of no reputation.
Tapi ngosongkeun dirina nyalira.
Taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men.
Jadi saharka sareng hamba sareng sami sareng manusia.
He had made man in his likeness.
Anjeunan dina rupa Allah.
As the creator.
Sebagai pencipta.
But now he had come in the likeness of man.
Hayana tos janten sami sareng manusa.
And being found in appearance as a man.
Sarta dina kaayaan janten manusa.
He humbled himself.
Anjeunan tos ngarendahkeun dirina.
He emptied himself of his rights and privileges as God temporarily.
Sawatara tos ngaleungitkeun hak-hak sarta kahormatan sebagai Allah.
And became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
Sarta taat dugi ka pupus malah pupus di nu kayu salib.
There were no miracles.
Teu aya mujizat.
In the life of Jesus for the first 30 years.
Di nu kahirupan Yesus salami 30 taun mimiti.
No miracles.
Teu aya mujizat.
But then he came and he was baptized.
Tapi teras anjeunna sumping dibaptis.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Roh Allah lungsur kaluhurna.
In the form and the fashion of a dove.
Mangrupi manuk japati.
He received the power of the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna nampi kawasa Roh Suci.
And immediately miracles began to happen.
Sarta aya mujizat-mujizat kajantenan.
Everywhere Jesus went, miracles were happening.
Kamana wae Yesus angkat mujizat kajantenan.
As the Son of Man, he knew everything.
Umra manusia anjeunna sagala terang.
He was as the Son of God, he knew everything. He was God, the Son of God, he knew everything.
Putra Allah anjeunna sagala terang hal anjeunna teh Allah.
He was omniscient, knew everything.
Anjeunna maha terang, terang segala hal.
But when he came to this earth.
Tapi waktu anjeunna sumping ka dunya.
He was walking along one day and the woman with the issue of blood touched him.
Anjeunna mapa dina hiji dinten aya istri anu pendarahan nyampa jubana.
And he stopped and said, "Who touched me?"
Anjeunna rirentras ngadawusan nyampa kami.
And the disciples said, "Who? How can you say who touched me?"
Muridnya riosna tiasa ngadawusan nyampa kami.
Don't you see all the people touching you?
Apan katingali jalmi ngaronom ngadawusan.
But he kept looking around to see who had done this thing.
Tapi anjeunna ningal kasabudeureun milarian sanu tos nyampa.
You see, he had temporarily laid that gift aside.
Taderek ningal keur nyinggirkeun anugrahna.
When he is a son of God. He could be everywhere at one time.
Bagi putra Allah tiasa aya di mana wae dina waktu sami.
But as the Son of Man, he could only be in one place at one time.
Tapi sebagai putra manusia ngan tiasa di hiji tempat nu sami.
I believe that Jesus operated in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Adi percantunnya Yesus ngoperasikeun anugerah Roh Suci.
Just like you and I.
Kami sapertosa derek sareng abdi.
With the woman at the well, he knew that that woman had had 5 husbands and the one she was living with was not her husband.
Sareng istri nu caket sumur anjeunna terang, istri eta ngagaduhan 5 caroge sarta pamegat nu aya sanes carogena.
By the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ku anugrah pawahyuan Roh Suci.
Jesus was truly qualified to be our example.
Yesus pantes pisan janten conto urang.
Because all the miracles took place through his hands and through his ministry as a man.
Lantaran sadaya mujizat kajantenan ngalangkungan pelayananna sebagai manusia.
And miracles happen everywhere he went.
Harta mujizat kajantenan ka mana wae anjeunna angkat.
And they can happen through you and I in the same
mujizat
way.
Mujizat tiasa kajantenan ngalangkungan saderek sareng abdi ku cara nu sami.
As we operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Waktos ngoperasikeun anugrah-anugrah Roh Suci.
So if Jesus can do
janten upami Yesus tiasa ngadamelna,
I can do it too.
Abdi oge tiasa midamelna.
If Brother Gil can do it,
upami saderek Gil tiasa ngadamelna,
I can do it too.
Abdi oge tiasa.
Every believer,
tiap jalmi percanten,
these signs will follow all those that believe.
Dan gaya nyarengan anjeunna nu percaya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 36.
Ayeuna Yesus dina Matius pasal 18 ngawitan ayat 36.
We see his great compassion for the lost and dying.
Urang ningali kanyahan anu ageung keur nu leungit meh paé.
It says here in Matthew 9:36.
Tarta dicaroskeun di dieu dina Matius 8 ayat 36.
When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them.
Manana kalintang ni kadideuhna keningal jalma anu sakitu lobana.
Because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
Mangunlung sekalantar jeg domba tanpa pangangon.
Then he said to his disciples.
Lajeng ngadawuh ka murid-muridna.
The harvest truly is plentiful.
Dibuatkeuna mah lega.
But the laborers are so few.
Ari nu dibuatna ngan saeutik.
He says, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest.
Usabawe ta kudu nyuhunkeun kanu kagunganna.
To send out laborers into his
supaya ayeuna ngintun pagawe-pagawe geus anu dibuat.
And then he called the 12 to him.
Murid anu 12 teh disaur ku Yesus.
In Matthew chapter 10 beginning in verse 1.
Dina Matius pasal ka 10 ngawitan ayat nu kahiji.
And then we'll continue with verse 7 and 8.
Kajengna urang neraskeun ka ayat 7 sareng 8.
Matthew 10 beginning in verse 1.
Matius 10 ngawitan ayat 1.
And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
Murid nu 12 dari sauran ku Yesus, tuluy dipaparin pangawasa pikeun nundung rojat, nyageurkeun anu panyakit jeung rupa-rupa kalemahan badan.
That's what Jesus had been doing everywhere he went.
Ieu nu tos dipidamel ku Yesus kamana wae anjeun angkat.
He had been discipling, training, and equipping the disciples to do his work.
Ayeuna tos disiplin ngalatih sarta ngalengkepan murid-muridna pikeun ngadamel pada melanana.
Now he is sending them out.
Ayeuna anjeunna nuju ngutus aranjeun angkat.
To go out and do exactly the same works that he had done.
Pikeun angkat kaluar sarta midamel pada melan nu dipidamel ku anjeunna.
He gave them the power over unclean spirits.
Anjeunna masihan aranjeunna kawasa atas roh-roh jahat.
To cast them out just like he had been doing.
Pikeun ngusir aranjeunna kaluar sami sapertos nu dipidamel ku anjeunna.
And to heal all kinds of sicknesses and diseases.
Sarta pikeun nyageurkeun panyakit-panyakit sareng kelemahan badan.
And he said, as you go, preach.
Sarta anjeunna ngadawuh waktu anjeun angkat khutbah.
Everywhere Jesus went, he went, he was preaching and proclaiming the gospel.
Kamana wae Yesus angkat anjeunna khutbah sarta ngadugikeun Injil.
And he says, and say, the kingdom of heaven is at
hand. Sarta anjeunna ngadawuh caritakeun karajaan sarwa teh aya.
And then he said,
sarta lajeng anjeunna ngadawuh,
heal the sick.
Tageurkeun jalmi gering.
Heal the sick.
Tageurkeun jalmi gering.
Don't forget about the sick.
Tong poho ka jalmi gering.
And Jesus is saying today,
sarta Yesus nuju ngadawuh dinten ieu,
heal the sick.
Tageurkeun jalmi gering.
Heal the sick and cleanse the lepers.
Tageurkeun jalmi gering sarta tahirkeun jalmi kusta.
Raise the dead.
Tugahkeun jalmi maot.
Cast out demons.
Usir setan-setan.
Freely you've received, now freely get out there and heal.
Anjeun tos nampi cuma-cuma lantaran eta pasihan oge ke cuma-cuma.
And he sent the 12 out to do the same works that he had done.
Anjeunna ngutus 12 murid pikeun ngadamel padamelan anu sami nu dipidamel ku anjeunna.
In Luke chapter 10.
Dina Lukas pasal 10.
He sent the 70 out with the same instructions.
Anjeunna ngutus 70 murid. Instruksi-instruksi nu sami.
We'll read verse 9 and verse 1 and then verse 9.
Urang bade maca ayat 1 sareng salajengna ayat 8.
Here beginning in verse 1 of Luke 10.
Ngawitan ayat 1 ti Lukas 10.
After these things the Lord appointed 70 others also.
Geus kitu Gusti Yesus nujul murid-murid sejen 70 urang.
And he sent them out two by two to every place that he would go.
Diutus duaan-duaan sina ti heula ngadatangan kota-kota tempat-tempat nu bakal kasumpingan ku anjeunna.
And he gave them these instructions in verse 9.
Sarta masihan instruksi-instruksi dina ayat 8.
And heal the sick.
Mun aya nu garering cageurkeun.
Who are there?
Nu aya di ditu.
Heal the sick.
Nyageurkeun nu garering.
And say unto them,
jeung bejaan,
the kingdom of heaven has come near unto you.
Kerajaan Allah bakal tereh ngadep di dinya.
When we minister healing to the sick,
waktos urang nyageurkeun nu udur,
we bring God's kingdom to earth.
Urang nyanda kerajaan Allah di dunya.
He said, pray this way.
Anjeunna nada sapertos ieu.
Your kingdom come.
Kerajaan Allah mugi rawuh.
Your will be done.
Pangersama mugi laksana.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Di dunya sapertos di sawarga.
Do you know there's no sickness and disease in heaven?
Nah, saderek terang yang teu aya panyawat sareng kalemahan.
We bring the kingdom of God to this earth when we heal the sick.
Urang nyanda kerajaan Allah ka bumi waktos urang nyageurkeun jalmi udur.
We demonstrate the fact that the devil is defeated when we bring healing to the sick.
Urang ngademonstrasikeun fakta yen iblis dielehkeun waktos urang nyageurkeun ka jalmi udur.
And Jesus not only imparted this to the 12, but he imparted it to the 70.
Sarta Yesus teu ngamelakeun dina 12 murid, tapi melakeun oge dina 70 murid.
But he didn't stop there.
Tapi anjeunna teu lireun dirinya.
As he was leaving this earth, he gave that same commission to every believer.
Atos anjeunna bade ninggalkeun dunya ieu anjeunna masihan amanat nu sami ka tiap jalmi percanten.
And he ascended up in heaven.
Sarta anjeunna munggah ka sawarga.
On the day of Pentecost he sent the power of the Holy Spirit.
Dina dinten Pentakosta anjeunna ngirimkeun kawasa Roh Suci.
And immediately miracles begin to happen.
Karena mujizat-mujizat ngawitan kajantenan.
On the day of Pentecost, when the miracles of speaking in other tongues occurred.
Dina Pentakosta waktu mujizat-mujizat nyarios dina basa roh kajantenan.
3,000 people came to Jesus.
3,000 jalmi percanten ka Yesus.
Peter and John just walking down the road.
Petrus sareng Yohanes nuju mapangajug-jug bae kalah.
On the way to a prayer meeting.
Bade dugi ka waktu sembahyang.
See a lame man begging beside the gate. Beautiful.
Anjeunna ningali saurang pamegat anu lumpuh nyuhunkeun sidekah caket panto gerbang.
They stopped.
Aranjeunna ngarandeg.
And said, "Silver and gold have I none."
Tartanya ros mas perak teu aya di kula.
Gave it all in the offering over at the church.
Dipastikeun sadayana kanggo persembahan di bait Allah.
But I got something that you need more than silver and gold.
Tapi kula ngagaduhan nu langkung dibutuhkeun tibatan mas perak.
I've got a commission.
Kula ngagaduhan hiji amanat.
That said, if I lay my hands on the sick.
Nyariuskeun upami kula nyimpen panangan kanu gering.
They shall recover.
Aranjeun bari sageur.
And they said to that lame man.
Aranjeunna nyariuskeun ka jalmi nu lumpuh.
Look upon us.
Tingali ka ulah.
They wanted to look into his eyes.
Aranjeun hoyong ningali kana panonna.
They wanted to make contact with those windows of his soul.
Aranjeun hoyong ngadamel kontak sareng jendela-jendela jiwana.
For those gifts of the Holy Spirit to operate.
Sumados anugerah Roh Suci beroperasi.
They saw that that man had faith to be healed.
Aranjeunna ningali jalmi eta ngagaduhan iman bisa nyageur.
Through the word of knowledge.
Nalangkungan anugerah pangarti.
And the word of wisdom, they saw themselves boldly ministering healing to him.
Anugerah himat aranjeuna ningali aranjeuna ku kawani ngalayan nyageurkeun jalmi.
It released that gift of faith.
Eta ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
They boldly stepped out and began to work that miracle.
Ku kawani aranjeuna kaluar sarta ngawitan ngadamel mujizat.
Taking him by the hand.
Nyepeng pananganana.
The laying on of hands.
Nyimpen panangan-panangan.
Taking him by the hand.
Nyimpen pananganana.
They raised him to his feet.
Anjeunna ngabantosan ngadeg.
And immediately.
Sarta.
His ankles became strong.
Munjanganana janten kuat.
And he went walking and leaping and praising God.
Sarta mapah karitu ka dieu luncat ka
Allah. Into the church.
Kalebet gereja.
Into the temple.
Kalebet bait Allah.
And as God confirmed his word that day through that sign, that wonder and that miracle.
Bapa Allah neguhkeun dawuhanna ngalangkungan tanda-tanda pada malam ajaib
satu mujizat. Many more came to Jesus.
Langkung seueur deui jalmi nu pasantren ka
Yesus. Jesus was working with them.
Lantaran Yesus nuju didamel sareng aranjeunna.
Confirming his word with signs and wonders and miracles.
Neguhkeun dawuhanna ku tanda-tanda sareng pada malam ajaib satu mujizat.
And the church that day grew to 5,000 people.
Harta gareja dina dinten eta tumuwuh janten 5,000 urang.
People run around the conferences about church growth programs.
Jalmi nguriling konferensi ngeunaan program tumuwuh gereja.
Folks, we don't need any more programs.
Ibu bapa urang teu kedah deui program-program.
We need the power of God to be demonstrated.
Urang perlu kawasa Allah kangge didemonstrasikeun.
Paul said, "My preaching and my teaching were not with wise and persuasive words of man's wisdom."
Paulus nyarios-cariosan atanapi warta anu didugikeun teu didugikeun ku cariosan hikmat anu ngayakeun.
Demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God.
Tapi ku kayakinan karena kekuatan roh.
I tell you, signs and wonders and miracles will confirm the word of God.
Masihan terang, tanda pada malam ajaib, serta mujizat baris nenggukkan dewan Allah.
Everywhere that we go.
Kamana wai orang angkat.
There was a believer by the name of Philip in the early church.
Aya saurang percanten kana mina Filipus di gereja anu ngawitan.
And when the persecution came.
Serta waktu penganiayaan ngawitan.
And the believers were scattered.
Jalmi-jalmi percantan nyebar.
The church doesn't need to be afraid of persecution.
Gereja teu kedah sieun kana panganiayaan.
The church is always strongest in persecution.
Gereja mah pangkuatna dina panganiayaan.
But when the persecution came.
Tapi waktu aya panganiayaan dongkap.
They obeyed the words of Jesus.
Aranjeunna taat parentah-parentah Yesus.
Not just to take the gospel to Jerusalem.
Dengan nyanak Injil ka Yerusalem.
But the Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth.
Tapi ka Yudea, Samaria, dugi ka sakuliah dunya.
And so Philip went to Samaria.
Sarta Filipus angkat ka Samaria.
He obeyed the words of Jesus to go to Samaria.
Anjeunna taat kana parentah Yesus nganggo angkat ka Samaria.
Philip was not an apostle.
Filipus hanesa urang rasul.
He was a deacon in the church of Jerusalem.
Anjeunna teh saurang diaken di gereja Yerusalem.
Later he was to become an evangelist, but that time he was just a layman in the church.
Anjeunna penginjil tapi dina samemehna awam di gereja.
But he went to Samaria.
Tapi anjeunna angkat ka Samaria.
And he obeyed the great commission.
Sarta taat kana amanat agung.
He didn't take it just as a great suggestion.
Anjeunna teu nampi eta ngan saukur hiji saran.
He obeyed the great commission.
Anjeunna taat kana amanat agung.
And he went and preached Christ to them.
Karta anjeunna angkat ras khotbah ngeunaan Kristus.
And in Acts chapter 8.
Karta dina Kisah Rasul pasal 8.
Beginning in verse 6.
Ngawitan ayat 6.
Acts 8 beginning in verse 6.
Kisah Rasul 8 ngawitan ayat 6.
And the multitudes with one accord heeded the signs spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
Urang dinya sareng pisan ngabandungan pitutur anu diwuwuh ku ngayakeun tanda ajaib jeung mujizat-mujizat nu ditarima dina hatena sarta buleud.
For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed.
Karena loba jelema anu diraksuk ku roh jahat dicageurkeun nyalingkir bariting jeureris.
And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
Nudua lumpuh, nudua reog dicalageurkeun.
And there was great joy in the city.
Para matak bungahna ka urang dinya.
Here is the case of a believer.
Yeuh kasus ti jalmi percanten.
Who dared to believe the words of Jesus.
Nuani percanten kana cariosan Yesus.
He went and preached the gospel in Samaria.
Nya angkat ngawartakeun Injil di Samaria.
With signs and wonders following him.
Tanda sareng padamelan ajaib.
Doing the works of Jesus.
Nih damel padamelan Yesus.
Just like when Jesus came to town.
Tami sapertos Yesus sumping ka kota.
The demons were coming out screaming.
Roh kaluar bari singareri.
The paralyzed were being healed.
Nya lumpuh dicageurkeun.
And great joy was in the city.
Karta pohara bungahna urang dinya.
And many came to Jesus.
Karta sareng jalmi anu sumping ka Yesus.
Is that believer Philip went to the city of Samaria.
Pas waktos Filipus nu percanten angkat ka Samaria.
Everywhere that we go.
Ka mana wae urang angkat.
When signs and wonders follow us.
Waktos tanda sarta padamelan ajaib.
The word of God will be confirmed.
Nyarengan urang dawuhan Allah diteguhkeun.
Many years ago I was in India.
Mang taun-taun ka pengker abdi aya di India.
They took me to a village.
Anjeunna nyandak abdi ka
hiji desa. No one has ever been in that village to preach Jesus to.
Anjeunna nyarios teu aya saurang oge kungsi ka desa eta ngawartakeun ngeunaan Yesus.
There were thousands of Hindu people worshiping idols in that village.
Aya ribuan jalma Hindu nu nyembah dewa-dewa di desa eta.
But they had never heard about Jesus.
Tapi aranjeunna teu pernah ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
And so they took me to this village one evening as the sun was going down.
Tapi aranjeunna nyandak abdi ka desa ieu hiji sonten waktos panon poe bade turun.
I had been training believers on how to do the works of Jesus.
Abdi ngalatih jalmi percanten ngeunaan kumaha midamel padamelan Yesus.
I had been equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Abdi teu sangalengkepan jalmi suci pikeun padamelan ngalayanan.
As we are doing through this tape.
Kepertos urang adamelan ngalangkungan kaset ieu.
So I took them along with me.
Kanjeng abdi nyandak aranjeunna sareng abdi.
Just like Jesus took his disciples with him.
Kepertos Yesus nyandak murid sasarengan.
And we went to this village.
Sarta abdi angkat ka desa eta.
As we got there the sun was setting.
Kepertos abdi dugi ka dinya panon poe surup.
It was on the beach.
Desa eta di pantai.
There was huts all up and down the beach under the palm trees.
Aya saung di sepanjang pantai hanapeun tangkal palem.
The fishermen boats were coming in and they were folding up their nets.
Perahu nelayan nyisi aranjeunna nilepan heurapna.
We took a generator and a sound system with us.
Dinyak generator sareng sistem sora.
We put up some loudspeakers and some light bulbs.
Abdi nyimpen sababaraha mic sarta sababaraha lampu.
And we just begin to sing.
Teras abdi sadaya ngawitan nyanyi.
The children begin to come out of the huts.
Barudak ngawitan kaluar ti saung.
Then the mothers begin to come.
Kajeng para ibu ngawitan sumping.
Then whole families were coming.
Sadaya kulawarga sumping.
And pretty soon as the sun was going down as far as I could see in all directions.
Saparantos panon poe surup sajauh nyawang ningali ka sadaya arah.
I was looking into the eyes of a sea of faces that were looking back at me that had never once heard the name of Jesus.
Abdi nuju ningal panon dinararay anu keur neuteup ka abdi nu teu acan sakali oge ngadangu jenengan Yesus.
I thought, what will I do?
Abdi mikir naon nu bade dipidamel ku abdi.
All their life they've been hearing about their Hindu idols.
Sabanyang hirup aranjeunna tos ngadangu ngeunaan dewa-dewa Hindu.
They've been worshiping their Hindu heathen idols.
Aranjeunna tos nyembah dewa.
Why are they going to believe me?
Aranjeunna baris percaya ka abdi.
This funny looking white man that came and tell them that Jesus was the only true and living way.
Jalmi bule dongkap ngawartakeun Yesus hiji-hijina jalan babeneran hirup.
Oh, I could grab my Bible.
Oh, abdi nyandak Alkitab abdi.
And say the Bible says.
Sarta nyarios Alkitab nyarioskeun.
But they would say, what's a Bible?
Aranjeunna naros naon Alkitab teh.
They didn't know a Bible.
Aranjeunna teu terang Alkitab.
I said, what will I do?
Abdi nyarios naon baris dipidamel.
Why are they going to believe me?
Aranjeun percaya ka abdi.
Jesus said,
Yesus ngadawuh,
if we would go
upama urang indit,
and preach the gospel,
tarta ngawartakeun Injil,
that he would be right there working with us.
Ayeuna baris aya di dinya sareng urang.
Confirming the word with signs and wonders following.
Nepukeun dawuhanana ku tanda sareng padamelan nu ajaib nyarengan.
So very simply I shared the gospel.
Janten ku cara sederhana pisan abdi ngadugikeun Injil.
And told them about Jesus.
Katanya reoskeun ka aranjeun ngeunaan Yesus.
And how he was the only true and living way.
Katanya kumaha anjeun hiji-hijina jalan bebeneran
ka hirup. And how he died to pay the penalty of their sin.
Kumaha anjeun atos maot pikeun mayar hukuman kana dosa manehna.
That he had arisen from the grave.
Yen anjeunna atos guha ti kubur.
That he was alive and was right there with us that night.
Yen anjeunna hirup aya di dinya sasarengan abdi geuning eta.
And I said, now,
abdinya reos ayeuna.
I knew that these people would be glad to accept one more God. They had millions of gods. Why not have one more?
Abdi terang jalmi baris bunga nampi dewa deui. Aranjeuna gaduh jutaan.
So I tried to make it clear that they could not just accept Jesus as another God.
Janten abdi usaha ngajadikeun jelas yen aranjeuna teu tiasa nampi Yesus sebagai dewa.
They were going to have to turn from all of their heathen idols to follow Jesus as the only true and living way.
Aranjeuna kedah malik tina dewa berhala pikeun ngiring Yesus jalan bebeneran
hirup. Janten
inget yen aranjeuna ngadangu Yesus nembean.
And so I said, is there anyone here?
Janten abdi nyarios, aya jalmi di dieu.
That would stand up and say before, in the midst of all of your friends, that I will turn from my heathen idols. I will never again go back into the Hindu temple.
Abdi moal deui mulang ka kuil Hindu.
I am going to follow Jesus from this day forward as the only true and living way.
Abdi hoyong ngiring Yesus ngawitan dinten ieu sareng satrasna sajanten hiji-hijina jalan bebeneran
ulun. I said, God is going to confirm what I have spoken to you tonight.
Abdi rios, Allah nuguhkeun naon anu ku abdi dicarioskeun wengi ieu.
God is going to confirm what I've spoken to you tonight through signs and wonders and miracles.
Allah nuguhkeun dicarioskeun ngalangkungan tanda padamelan ajaib sarta mujizat.
I thought, well, maybe God will heal 4 or 5 of them.
Abdi mikirna panginten Allah bade nyageurkeun opat tapi 5
urang. But I heard myself say, God's going to confirm what I've spoken to you tonight.
Tapi ngadangu diri abdi nyarios Allah neguhkeun nuku abdi dicarioskeun
ulun. Because God is going to heal all of you.
Lantaran Allah bade nyageurkeun anjeun sadaya.
Oh, did I say that?
Oh, naon utos dicarioskeun ku abdi.
But I knew it was God.
Tapi abdi terang eta teh Allah.
And I had our team that we had trained to do the works of Jesus stand up.
Sarta tim abdi anu tos dilatih ngangung midamel padamelan Yesus ngadeg.
And the people begin to come.
Kata jalmi ngawitan sarumping.
Deaf ears were popping open.
Cepil-cepil nu torek tiasa ngadangu.
Blind eyes were opening.
Panon nu lolong barenta.
The lame were walking.
Jalmi nu lumpuh marapah.
People were breathing. They had all type of respiratory problems.
Jalmi nu ngaluhan eunap tiasa ngarenghap lega.
Crippling arthritis was leaving
bodies. Badan nu nyebabkeun jalmi cacat ninggalkeun badan-badan.
And that night, as they came one after another,
sarta wengi eta waktos aranjeun dongkap pilih genting,
everyone that came was instantly healed by the power of God.
Tiap jalmi nu dongkap engal dicageurkeun ku kawasa Allah.
I got them all seated on the beach.
Abdi nyuhunkeun aranjeuna calik di pantai.
I gave them the gospel one more time.
Abdi ngadugikeun Injil sakali deui.
And I said, now is there anyone here?
Sarta abdi nyarios ayeuna naha aya jalma di dieu?
That will renounce their heathen idols.
Nu baris ningalkeun dewa-dewa berhala aranjeun.
And accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Sarta nampi Yesus Kristus janten juru salamet pribadi.
Is there anyone here that would stand up and say, I'll do that?
Nah, ya di dieu nu baris ngadeg tur nyarios abdi badeng miramel eta.
I thought there might be 5 or 6.
Abdi mikir aya 5 genep.
But they all stood up.
Tapi aranjeuna sadaya ngadeg.
Oh, I thought they misunderstood me.
Abdi mikir aranjeun salah.
I had them all seated.
Abdi nyunkeun aranjeun sadaya calik.
I gave them the gospel again.
Abdi ngadugikeun deui Injil.
Anyone here that will do that?
Aya jalmi nu hoyong midamelna.
They all stood back up.
Aranjeun sadaya ngadeg.
Oh, misunderstood me. Sit down.
Aranjeun salah pangarti calik deui.
This time I preached the gospel again and I made it clear that they couldn't just accept Jesus as another God.
Abdi ngadugikeun Injil deui sarta jelas. Yen aranjeun teu tiasa nampi Yesus janten dewa nu sanes.
They were going to have to renounce all their other idols.
Anjeun kedah nyarengalkeun sadaya dewa-dewa berhala aranjeun.
And follow Jesus as the only true and living way.
Sarta ngiring Yesus janten hiji-hijina jalan bebeneran tur hirup.
I said, now is there anyone here that will do that?
Tapi nyarios naha aya nu hoyong percanten?
And they all stood back up.
Karta aranjeun sadaya ngadeg.
And having heard the gospel for the first time.
Karta ngadangu Injil kangge pertama kalina.
Confirmed by signs and wonders and miracles.
Diteguhkeun ku tanda padamelan ajaib sarta mujizat.
That whole village passed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son.
Sadayana desa kaluar ti karajaan nu poek sarta ngalebetkeun karajaan Putra Allah nu tercinta.
There is only one evangelism found in the New Testament.
Ana hiji panginjilan nu ditimukeun dina perjanjian anyar.
And that's miracle evangelism.
Eta teh panginjilan mujizat.
Whether it's mass evangelism or individually through you as a believer.
Nah, eta panginjilan massa tanapi pribadi ngalangkungan diri saderek.
Everywhere you go.
Ka mana wae saderek angkat.
God wants to confirm his word.
Allah hoyong neguhkeun dawuhanna.
Where you go shopping.
Kamana wae saderek angkat balanya.
Where you work.
Angkat di dame.
Where you go to school.
Sakolah.
With your neighbors.
Sareng tatangga-tatangga saderek.
With your family.
Sareng keluarga saderek.
God wants to confirm his word with signs following.
Allah yang neguhkeun dawuhanna di sarengan tanda-tanda.
And he said these signs would follow those that believe.
Kartanjeuna ngadawu tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan anjeuna.
As you operate in these precious gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Sementara saderek ngoperasikeun anugerah Roh Suci nu berharga ieu.
Signs and wonders and healing miracles are going to follow you.
Tanda padamelan ajaib sareng mujizat nyageurkeun baris nyarengan.
And people are going to come to Jesus.
Sarta jalmi dongkap ka Yesus.
Everywhere that you go.
Ka mana wae saderek angkat.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amin.